Part two differentiates between the subconscious and conscious minds. The subconscious gets programmed by repetition. Once it's programmed, it's like taking the training wheels off a bike. The child will simply be able to ride on his or her own. The subconscious does not differentiate whether something is beneficial or harmful. It just plays the program out. The conscious mind acts as the gatekeeper. It's now estimated that we have between 50 and 70,000 thoughts per day. That's as high as 48 thoughts a minute. And here's the bad part. 80% of them are negative, and 95% of them are the same thoughts repeated each day. Most of us have already programmed our subconscious mind with negative thoughts. Your conscious mind, the gatekeeper, has to wipe this out and start over. Furthermore, you have to be extremely cautious as to what you let in to begin with. We're surrounded by negative thoughts. Not just people, but media especially. How much of your Facebook feed consists of people complaining? You need to clean it out. How influenced are you with political posts? Do you get enraged over viral articles slamming one party or another? Let me let you in on a little secret. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It matters who's in your house, your head to be exact. This is going to be a tough addition to the Master Key program, but it's really necessary for modern times. You have to cleanse your social media feeds. You have to turn off the news, especially CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. If you have to watch the news to see what's going on in your area or for weather forecasts, pick a local station and one that's politically unbiased, regardless of what party you have political preference to. A few minutes a day at the most. Personally, I don't watch it at all or very little. If a big event is unfolding, I'm likely to hear about it from one of my friends. And I'll tell you something. One of the things I like to do is trade the stock market. And turning off CNBC and the rest of the financial channels has made a dramatic difference in my results. I used to think I needed to hear all of these analysts' opinions and keep the news on in case of an event or a pending event which may drive the market. And what I found out was that after turning off the noise and following maybe only a few pros online here and there and using nothing but charts, my own intellect and instincts, success has been increased dramatically. Now, looking back in retrospect, somehow I get the feeling these quote-unquote pros wanted retail investors buying at the top and selling at the bottom. It sure seems to be subconsciously programmed that way, especially after taking notice of my trades under their influence. The constant red bar breaking news on CNN is just simply not potent positive brain fuel. You have to dump it. And not to sound arrogant, but have you noticed society as a whole seems more complacent and a little dumber than it was decades ago? We don't question things logically like we used to. We're brainwashed. We now accept as a fact what these people tell us without deducing our own conclusions. Not everyone, but way too many people. Just think, it was hard enough in 1912 for most people to eliminate negative thoughts or even know they were present. Now it's worse. Let me give you an example of the power of the subconscious so this can sink in deep. There's a rumor that in 1957, James Vickery inserted the words "eat popcorn and drink Coca-Cola" into a movie. The words flashed long enough for the subconscious to pick it up, but not long enough for the naked eye to detect it. Supposedly, popcorn sales increased 57.8% and Coke sales increased 18.1%. Now, it hasn't been proven whether or not this is a hoax. And, you know, a few researchers think it is, some people don't, but it's unknown one way or the other. However, according to Business Insider, Harvard did their own test in a similar way. Subjects played a computer game with subliminal messages. One group got wise, astute, and accomplished, and the other got senile, dependent, and diseased. The group that received the positive words exited the room much quicker than those who got the negative words. Now look how fast that experiment produced results. One session of subliminal messages and results were detected. And the same with the popcorn tactic, if it's true. The power of your subconscious is enormous. It handles tasks you don't need to think about, like breathing and blood circulation. Think of it as a computer with unlimited memory and hard drive space. It can connect to the internet and find out the answers to anything in microseconds. Once a program is executed, it will run, whether it's a virus or something productive. The good news is that, like a computer, you can hit Control-Alt-Delete, reboot, reformat, and install whatever you want. Now, the conscious mind can't be ignored. It must be controlled, since it's the gatekeeper. It has the power of discrimination, which the subconscious doesn't. It has the power of reasoning. It's what passes through here that gets programmed and run automatically at the subconscious. Hanel tells us the method to impress the subconscious is by mentally stating what you want. Of course we're going to use that, but the burn it in your brain system also employs technology to access the subconscious directly. Doing both gives you a synergistic effect. You saw how quick Harvard produced results in that study. We'll do the same thing, repeatedly over time so it sticks. In part two, we're also introduced to the term law of attraction. Remember, this was done in 1912, way ahead of The Secret and just about all other material on the subject. The exact law states, thought is a creative energy and will automatically correlate with its object and bring it into manifestation. Today's authors simply state what you think about most is what you get. We're going to do two additional exercises at this point. The first is simple. You're going to make a request of your subconscious with an absolute deadline for delivery, and it goes like this. Simply write in your journal, I am requesting an unexpected blessing within 48 hours. It is now, and write the date and time down. Please provide absolute tangible evidence on or before, and write in the deadline, 48 hours past now. Now read what you wrote and repeat it mentally. We're asking for something generic and unexpected. Don't make it specific right now. It can be anything. You might get an unexpected phone call, a message from someone. You might get money. Who knows? You name it. Just keep your eyes and ears open for 2 days. When I tried this, I ended up with a check from someone or some company I never heard of or forgot about a while ago. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was certainly unexpected, and it was tangible proof that this works. So go ahead and do it, and then forget about the request, but keep your senses open for what comes your way. Now pause this and do it. After you have seen this proof, think about the sheer processing power and networking connections your subconscious mind had to make to fulfill the request. Pretty amazing, right? Now let's move on to employing the subconscious to replace virus programs running with something more productive. Go back to the list of limiting beliefs you wrote out in part one. Now in your journal, write out a replacing belief with one beneficial to you, and write it in the present tense as if you already have it. Completely slash out the limiting belief once you've done this. Draw a line through it. It's gone. It's out of your head. It's off the page. And on a clean page, list only your replacement beliefs. In part one, if you wrote, my income is limited to my current salary at X dollars per month, underneath it write, I'm currently earning XXX per month, and I know there is no limit to how much this income can grow. And then cross out the limiting belief. If you wrote out something like, my relationships are a complete disaster, I only attract people who cheat on me, replace it with something like, I am in a loving, caring relationship with a man or a woman who is, and insert the characteristics you want. You get the idea. Now pause this and do it. Remember in part one, before Hanel gave us the points, he told us to live the spirit of these things until they become yours by right. Modern authors rehash it to say, act as if you already have it. The first step is to mentally state it, which we are doing here. By writing these in the present tense, we're acting as if we have it. The meditation exercise for part two adds controlling your thoughts to the foundation. As we just discussed, this is crucial. Once you master this, you'll be able to stop negative chatter past the gatekeeper, whether it comes from external sources or your own head. You'll be more apt to fill the void with positive affirmations. It's very, very important that you master this exercise. Remember to log results in your journal. And here's an added tip to control thoughts. Try to keep your mental focus on your third eye. This is the area between your eyes, but higher, about halfway up your forehead. If you do that, you won't be able to think.